I have with me my Aunt Kay today. She's in the back of the church. Be nice to her. She's real nice and sweet, even though she's Methodist. So, in this gospel today, this gospel, very, very interesting. It takes on a different tone, goes from one kind of a tone to another kind of a tone. First of all, though, the way the Lord approaches his disciples at the beginning of this parable gives to us some indication of the kind of affection that the Lord has for his disciples, meaning not just for the people standing here listening to him at this particular moment, but the kind of affection that he has for his disciples still. He begins, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock." There's something of a tenderness in the way that the Lord addresses his disciples, and we can trust that it is with that same tenderness and affection that he addresses you and me, disciples of his today. And he sends them out. And he sends them out to make the people who will hear their message, to help to make them prepared. Because it would be tragic for people to go through life unaware of the mystery of the kingdom of God, unaware of the beautiful call to be citizens of the kingdom of God. And it would be tragic for you and for me, already disciples, trusted with sharing the message. It would be tragic for the Lord to come back on the day of his return to find us who have been entrusted with this message, who have been entrusted with this task of evangelizing, entrusted with the task of proclaiming to people the mystery of the kingdom of God. It would be tragic if he would come back and find you and me called to be evangelists, called to be missionaries in a way, unprepared. Because you and I are the people who have been entrusted with much. We have been entrusted with this deposit of faith that the Lord left to his church. We've been entrusted with his saving gospel. We've been entrusted with the mission of mercy. And we want to be prepared when the Lord comes back. We're off to a good start. If we're here, if we come into the church on Sundays, and each Sunday is a little Easter, every Sunday, even this Sunday in August, is a little Easter. It's an opportunity for us to again come together as a community of believers to celebrate the mystery of the Lord's rising to new life. So if we're here, we're off to a good start. But it can't end here. It can't end with us coming to Mass. That's not the totality of what's expected of us as disciples. But we have to be missionaries. We have to be evangelists. Yes, we have to take inventory of our own spiritual lives. Yes, we have to take inventory of our own walk with the Lord in faith. But he also entrusts us and expects us to share this message with others. Sometimes we forget about that part. How are we doing with that? I think this is the question that we need to take to the Lord in our prayer and ask him, "Lord, help me to be an evangelist. Help me to be a missionary. Help me in my own circle, in my own people that I interact with every day, every week. Help me to, in small but significant ways, bear witness to you. May all the people that I interact with know by the way I conduct myself. May they know that I am your disciple." The Lord will give us opportunities to share our faith with people if we ask Him. Because just like you and I have answered the call, you and I were presented for baptism. We went through some sort of Catholic education, faith formation. We have accepted and are still accepting the gospel for ourselves. We are deciding every Sunday, we're deciding to go to the Mass, to return to the church, to renew our connection with the Lord, to allow our faith to be strengthened, to feast on this sublime, rich feast of mercy that the Lord provides with us to strengthen our charity. Every Sunday we decide, yes, I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus again. But let's not let it end here. May our discipleship not end when we leave these doors. But may this be the fuel and the source of our little but meaningful ways of being missionaries and evangelists to people in our lives. It doesn't have to be that uncomfortable of a moment to talking with somebody we know and find out that they don't have a faith family. They don't have a church family. It wouldn't be as uncomfortable as you think it might be to say to them, why don't you come with me to St. John's next week? Or why don't you think about coming to St. John's with me sometime this month? Why don't you think about it? And I can pick you up and introduce you to people there. You know, I know it sounds like a big step. It sounds like it would be an awkward conversation, but it's not going to be as uncomfortable as we probably think it is. Let us ask the Lord this week for opportunities to be living signs of His love and presence in this world, so that the people we interact with also have an invitation to come and to be a part of the mystery of the kingdom of God.